From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The president and two top administrators at Eastern Michigan University were fired today. They lost their jobs in a crime reporting scandal that has rocked the Ypsilanti school. They allegedly kept a student's murder secret for 2 months. Michigan Radio's Tracy Samilton reports.
At today's standing room only emergency board meeting, the Board of Regents at EMU fired James Vick, the Vice President for Student Affairs, and Cindy Hall, Public Safety Director, for their role in not reporting the rape and murder of Laura Dickinson in her dorm room last December. It's commonly believed the two were trying to protect the school's reputation, which was marred in recent years by tensions between administrators and the unionized faculty. The truth only came out when police arrested a suspect in February, fellow EMU student Orange Taylor, who will be tried in October. After voting to reprimand the university's general counsel, the board then voted to fire the university's president, John Fallon.
All in favor, vote aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. And the board wishes to thank Dr. Fallon for his contribution to the university and wishes him well in his future endeavors.
Several regents said they voted to fire Fallon not because of his role in the incident, but for his reaction to earlier attempts to implement lesser sanctions. They said Fallon had threatened actions that would further harm the university's reputation. Without doubt, that reputation has been sorely battered. A report by the U.S. Department of Education said the Dickinson matter was only the latest in a series of violations of the Clery Act at Eastern. That act requires timely notification to students and others on campus about crimes that pose an ongoing threat. John Fallon, who couldn't be reached for comment, told the Ann Arbor News that he was disappointed with today's meeting because he wasn't invited to present his side. The victim's father, Bob Dickinson, was reached by phone today at the coffee shop he owns in a small town about 100 miles from Eastern. He says what matters is that the same thing doesn't happen again.
You know, Eastern is taking actions to correct what they did wrong, which is great. After they're done and they get their act together, we hope other universities examining their own policies and practices.
At a press conference after the board meeting, Board Chair Thomas Sidlick says there's no question that the incident has damaged the university's reputation.
But we want to make the university stronger. And, you know, every one of us on the board and the administration wants us to be a role model for the Clery Act and safety on campus.
Sidlick says change is already occurring. The watchdog group Security on Campus is conducting training sessions with staff. The regents of Eastern Michigan University say they're working as hard as they can to deal with the situation and get it behind them. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samilton.